said it was steamy.
Now, this is a Class 1A district game here tonight. Valley Heights enters this matchup 1-3 under first-year head coach Cody Trimble. Took over for his dad, Tony, who was a longtime head coach. He moved on to Hutchinson, so now Cody is the first-year head man for the Mustangs. 1-3 record, though, for Valley Heights. Their only win was a 62-7 beatdown of Horton. Lost last week to Waubunsee 28-12. Well, they allowed over 380 yards. Defense has been an issue for Valley Heights this year. They've allowed over 24 points per game and almost 300 yards of offense a night. So Valley Heights against this high-profile Troy offense is going to have their hands full here this evening. But you look at it for Troy. I mean, they're going to go up against a very, very big Valley Heights team, Dustin. We saw it in the warm-ups. Valley Heights is huge across that front seven.
Yeah, and it's not just the starters either, John. It's you know, backups and all the way down the line. Everybody's just pretty big size. Like you said, Troy's going to have to come out and use their speed here instead of trying to size up man-to-man. And if you're Valley Heights, like you said, the defense just has to step up a little bit if you know, they're going to try to hold this Troy offense under double digits and, you know, in points tonight.
Troy under ninth-year head coach Derek Jasper, they are 3-2 overall, but coming off an extremely disappointing loss last week to Jackson Heights, 38-15. It was just a game where Troy couldn't get anything going. They had negative 10 offensive yards in the third quarter in that game, only ended up with 180 yards of total offense. But Troy's had a good year so far. Again, 3-2, they had a really good win over Hiawatha to begin the year, and then beat Waubunsee in a big win, 10-6 in week three. It actually led Centralia 12-7 at the half before falling 31-12. So this Troy team, they are very capable of really beating anybody around the state, they feel like, in Class 1A especially. But Troy, 9-5 in the last 14 games against Valley Heights, but they have lost three of the last four, including an 80-7 loss last season to the Mustangs. And we'll talk to head coach Derek Jasper here in just a little while, and he'll talk just about how disappointing that loss was to the Valley Heights Mustangs just 1 year ago. But with that, we are going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches. This is the pregame show on FM 103.9 KNZA, and it's brought to you by Rainbow Communications, www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable Internet services in Northeast Kansas. We'll step aside for that break. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches, beginning with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble. That's when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning, and over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA, Valley Heights at Troy. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now is Cody Trimble, head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs. And Coach, you know, last week we'll start there. Tough game all the way around for your guys. You fought at Waubunsee 28-12. Just too slow of a start. Waubunsee built a lead. Your guys tried to battle back, but ultimately couldn't pull it off. So just what were your thoughts and main takeaways from that game last week?
Yeah, kind of like you said, we did not start out well in the first half at all. 21-0 at halftime. We kind of put some stuff together in the second half, and I think mainly we just kind of settled in and started playing our game. We had a lot of silly mistakes in the first half that really set us back. And, Waubunsee's a good team this year for sure, so not to take anything away from them.
Yeah, and you mentioned just the fact that your guys did kind of figure it out there in the second half. Was there anything in particular, any adjustments necessarily that you made, or was it just kind of one of those games where it just took your guys a while and they finally just happened to figure it out in the second half, which was too little too late?
Honestly, didn't make a bunch of adjustments at halftime. Just was us finally settling in and playing. You know, we started, I think we had the ball inside the 30 four times throughout the night, and in the first half, we just didn't execute on those opportunities. We took advantage of most of them in the second half, and we still had a late fumble in the game and tied by 15, I think. So we definitely didn't have, or we definitely had our opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them, and so we didn't have to make a lot of adjustments at halftime. We just needed to start doing what we knew was already there.
And off of last week, shifting the focus to tonight's matchup, Coach, you've got Troy on the road. They're coming off a really tough loss to Jackson Heights last week where really they couldn't get anything going. What are some things, though, that Troy can present, especially for your defense, for what they do offensively?
You know, they throw the ball around a lot like Waubunsee does. We kind of struggled with that in the first half last week. We kind of settled in with it a little better after we saw them for throughout the game, but Troy's going to do a lot of the same stuff, and it's nice being able to play Waubunsee the week before them, so we kind of get a little bit of look at it, but we definitely got to clean that stuff up.
So now just looking overall at this game here tonight, Coach, against Troy, just what are your expectations for your group here heading into tonight's matchup? What do you feel like you need to see here this evening?
I believe that we can play with them. We believe we can play with anybody, but we've been preaching all week just showing up and starting the game from the first play, not waiting until the second half.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to it. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that was Cody Trimble, head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs, on our pregame show. We're going to take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, as our pregame show rolls along here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single-topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hotcakes to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Valley Heights at Troy. Joining us now, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans. Coach, we'll start with this tough one last week. I know you went into Jackson Heights hoping for a really good performance from your guys. It would be a big victory if you could pull it off, but ultimately Jackson Heights just played extremely well and your guys didn't have it and you fall 38-15. So what went wrong there on Friday night against Jackson Heights?
Well, I give a lot of credit to Jackson Heights. Well, I thought they played really well in all phases of the game. And maybe they were kind of desperate after losing two games. And boy, they came out fired up and took all the momentum early. I think scored on their third play of the game, a long pass play that we blew an assignment on. I didn't think our focus was real good early on at any phases in the things we practiced all week. And I know they made changes that were beneficial to them, but we should have stuck to our rules and principles. And we didn't do that very well offensively or defensively, but a lot of that credits to Jackson Heights and the way they played. I thought, man, I think they were pretty balanced, too. They played like pass for 200 yards and ran for 200 yards. That's pretty darn good. So our defense wasn't as good as it had been. Our tackling wasn't as good as it has been, and they really did just kind of blitz us. We had trouble protecting our quarterback. When we did have some time, we got some people open and got some yards, but then again, kind of our bugaboo, we can't run the football either. So we couldn't get anything going in the run game, so that made it extremely difficult, made us pretty predictable on offense.
Now switching the focus to tonight's matchup, Coach, you've got Valley Heights coming to town. Both you guys are looking for a big victory, kind of desperate for a win here tonight, so you know it's going to be a big-time atmosphere as well, especially you're back on your home turf, which I know obviously you love playing in front of your home crowd. So just what do you look at here with this matchup with the Mustangs?
Physicality again. Man, we're going to get tested because they're going to be a physical run team. Their defensive line's physical. They got some good size. They graduated a great senior class last year. Those guys all, I think that was the one week that they all got to play because of COVID or injury or whatever, was against us last week. And man smacked us 80-7, and I think that was maybe a state championship type team had they not got shut down, and you know. So, but anyway, they're a little different this year. Got some new people playing, but man, they still got a good size and still got a good running back, and it's going to be very tough for us to stop. And they do some good things defensively as well. What it looks like against Waubunsee, they played Waubunsee a little bit closer than the final score, so. A big game for us, but we've been on the road now 3 straight games, so it's going to be great to be back at home for our homecoming game for the first time in like a month.
Yeah, and this Valley Heights team, as you talked about, they pretty much the same as last year as far as the same style. We know they have a new coach, but do you look at this game more along the lines of a game that you get back to just worried about yourself? So as you talked about tackling and doing the fundamental thing, is that how you look at this game after the tough loss to Jackson Heights?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to worry about ourselves. Our pass protection, not good defensively, even against the run. We thought we'd made some improvements, but gave up 200 yards rushing there to Jackson Heights. So definitely need to kind of look at Valley Heights' stuff. It's a little different style of offense, you know, kind of an old-school, just pound-in-the-face type of offense. And we need to be prepared for that. And like I said, the big thing will be physicality with our defensive line. But we need to do better offensively. We've really only had the one good game at Pleasanton, and they weren't a very good football team. Other than that, we haven't scored over 2 touchdowns in any game. So we got to find some kind of balance. Hopefully we can run the football a little bit and not be quite as predictable as we have been. So, you know, I think our kids will be ready. There's a lot of things exciting going on this week for homecoming. So hopefully we'll keep our focus on the football game and come out a little bit better this week.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time. As always, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, thank you. Again, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our pregame show. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff between Troy and Valley Heights here on FM 103.9 KZA.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Troy High School. Just about set to get week six of the high school football season underway with Troy hosting Valley Heights alongside Dustin Gosa. Johnny came back with you. Valley Heights has won the toss. They have elected to defer into the second half, so Troy will start with the football. Troy in their home blue tops, white bottoms, blue helmets, and Valley Heights in their white tops, black bottoms, and purple helmets. Troy will operate from right to left in the opening quarter, and Valley Heights will go from left to right. Dustin, you look at this game, I mean, two completely different offenses. Valley Heights, a ground-and-pound type of offense. Troy, an air raid attack, threw it 35 times last week. So really, it is kind of a story of which one's going to give here this evening.
Yeah, you could tell in practice, watching these two teams, they were running complete total sets. I don't even think I saw Valley Heights have somebody throw a ball other than a coach the whole time they were practicing. Well, Troy was the exact opposite, not many handoffs, a lot of an air raid attack, so... You know, when it comes to controlling possession, controlling the time of possession on the clock, it's going to come down to, who ends up scoring the most, and I think that's going to tend to favor the air attack tonight.
Preston Christensen back deep to receive for Troy, along with Braden Hamilton. And for Valley Heights, they have the football teed up, ready to go. Again, they will go from left to right. And it will be Trenton LeCure who has the football seat up to get us underway. This is week six of the high school football season. Hard to believe. 3 weeks left in the regular season. So Troy ready to go in their home blues. Valley Heights in their road whites. LeCure looks both ways. Approaches the football, gives it a boot, and we are underway. The opening kick is going to roll out of bounds. Actually going to be fielded right at the 15-yard line. Coming on the near side return and being chopped down there inside of the 10-yard line was Troy's Christian Etherton, a 5'10 sophomore. He thought the ball was going to roll out of play, but instead it stays in. So Troy is going to start it inside of their own 10-yard line. Actually, they'll give him forward progress to about the 11, but not great field position to start here for the Troy Trojans.
You know, I think that was one of those where the receiver thought the ball was going to go out of bounds, and it happened to just stop right there on the sideline, and he started hearing the footsteps from the Valley Heights kick team, and I think he just decided to pick it up and take off running.
Cam Anderson at quarterback for Troy, a 5'11", 155-pound senior, thrown for nearly 1,000 yards this year. Troy will start with a run play to the left side, and now the ball pops free late, but they're going to say down at the 10-yard line was Gavin Fumler. And it will actually be no gain on a play, maybe even a loss of a half a yard. They'll give him actually a loss of a couple. We'll give him a loss of two, back to inside the 10-yard line to about the 9. So a negative play to start for the Trojans. Second down and 11. Ball spotter at the 10-yard line. Cam Anderson in the shotgun. He's got a running back and Fumler to his left. Anderson to throw. Looking right side. He'll throw right side as Jarrett Norris wide open at the 15-yard line. He'll step out of bounds there. It'll be a gain of about 6 or 7. And set up a third down and manageable now for the Trojans.
And you got to think right there, John, that was a play that they knew exactly what receiver they were going to right from the get-go. If they would have looked the other way right there, they had Braden Hamilton on the near side of the field running wide open, hand up as soon as he got past the line of scrimmage.
Norris with nearly over 500 yards receiving now on the year. He's got 6 touchdowns, had 95 yards last week. He currently is 8th in the state of Kansas in receiving yards. Third down and 4 coming up for the Trojans. Ball spotted at their own 17-yard line near the right hash. Anderson takes the snap. 3-step drop to throw. Steps up. He's going to throw a ball deep. Has a man open at the 45-yard line, but just overthrew his intended target. He was trying to get it to Bowden Bennett, who was wide open at midfield, but just overshot him by about 3 or 4 yards. And it falls incomplete, brings up a fourth down, the punt situation coming. Those are the ones you want back, Dustin. I mean, an open receiver down the field could have been a big shock play to get this game underway, but instead, it's just out of the reach of Bennett. So now a punt situation coming up, and it'll be Jarrett Norris who will boot the football away with Trenton LeCure back deep standing at midfield awaiting the punt. Good snap. Norris gets the boot away. Wobbly kick that's going to bounce the 45. He filled it by LeCure on the run. Here's a 40. to cross the 40-yard line to about the 35. It's a return on the play or LaCure for about 10 yards. That'll set up the opening drive for the Mustangs to get a field position at the Troy 35-yard line. That'll bring up this Valley Heights offense. It's led by junior quarterback Caden Parker, but the guy that it all starts and ends with is Trenton LaCure, that senior tailback, 155-pounder. He's got almost 600 yards rushing on the year and 8 touchdowns. He averages 148 rushing yards per game. And in motion from left to right, this will just be a quarterback keeper by Parker straight up the middle. He'll get to the 30-yard line and be shoved down there. It'll be a gain of 5 yards on first down. That's not something you see very often, Dustin, just a straight quarterback sneak up the middle on a first and 10 play.
It's got to be some sort of a surprise play there. Most the defense was pretty spread out right there. Maybe that was just a call it at the last second and try to get a couple yards out of it.
Parker is a pretty big guy, 6'1", 165 pounds. And they'll give him a full almost 7 yards officially on that carry. Second down and 3. Here's the cure in motion from right to left. This will be a give to the fullback up the middle. Damian Youngerberg hits the line and gets shoved back after a short gain of a yard or two. Youngerberg, 137 rushing yards all in the year. Big thing for him, he has fumbled 3 times this season. You can tell he was holding tight onto the football there. It'll be a gain of 2 instead of a third down and a couple of feet. Four down territory here for Valley Heights at the Troy 26-yard line. Parker under center. High formation set. This will be a gift to LaCure on the left side. He hits the line and then gets shoved back. I think he was able to fall forward for enough for a first down, but I think a flag did come down on that far side. Oh, it looks like it just fell out of the referee's pocket as he picks it up.
It looked like the back judge threw down. It looked like the... They called a fumble. It looks like Valley Heights recovered it, though.
Well, set up a first and 10 after a gain of 3 yards for Trenton LaCure on his first carry. 9:25 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Heights on their first drive after Troy went 3 and out. Offset eye formation set. Parker takes the snap. Toss it to LaCure along the right side. He'll go over the right guard to get inside of the 20-yard line, down to the 15. They'll mark him down at the 16-yard line. And that will be a gain of 8 yards. We talked about LaCure. He averages over 145 yards per game. Pretty big guy, 5'11", 165 pounds out of a tailback. He will dot the offset eye with 8:40 to go. First, second down, and 2 to go. This is a keeper and actually another toss play to LaCure. He'll get a first down instead of the 10-yard line all the way down to the 8. And a gain of 7 yards to move the chains, and Valley Heights is just easily moving the ball down the field on their opening drive.
And they're taking their time while they do it, John. They've milked about 2.5 minutes off the clock so far, but they're not, they're taking time. They're not running a huddle, but they're looking over to the sideline. They're making sure the communication is there between the quarterback and his linemen to let them know exactly what holes they need to open up for their running backs.
First and goal for Valley Heights from the 8-yard line. LaCure again over the right guard. He'll bounce inside of the 5-yard line, and he is going to bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. Trenton LaCure, his 9th rushing touchdown of the year, and Valley Heights strikes first. An 8-yard touchdown run by the lead tailback. 8-yard run by LaCure gets Valley Heights on the board first. A good return by LaCure on the punt to set up good field position. And Valley Heights is able to find Pater. So now they will go for 2. Valley Heights will go for 2 pretty much every single time. This will be a give up the middle to the fullback, Youngerberg, and he is going to be stopped short of the goal line. The 2-point conversion try is no good. So with that, we have a stoppage of play with 8:09 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Heights strikes first. The Mustangs lead 6-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas Commercial Lending Team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
KNZA.
Six-play drive, takes 2:51 off the clock, goes 35 yards, and ends on an 8-yard touchdown run by Trenton LeCure for the opening touchdown of the game. 6-0 advantage for Valley Heights here in the opening quarter. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holden. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Well, Trent LeCure, who scored the touchdown, will now tee it back up and see if Troy can get a better return on their second opportunity. Their first kick return of the game. They got the ball game started. It was nearly a disaster as Troy was down inside of their own 10-yard line. So LeCure will boot it away once again. It's a much better kick. It'll be fielded by Preston Christensen. He'll bring it on the return to the 30-yard line, runs over a man and gets to the 31. LeCure will have much better field position to start this drive. 16-yard return by Christensen. So Troy will have it first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Troy went 3-and-out on their opening possession, had a chance for a big play but couldn't connect on a long pass play down the left sideline. Troy will go empty set on first and 10. Three receivers split to the right, two to the left. And in motion at Hamilton from left to right. Anderson takes the snap, rolls right, throws right, has Hamilton open. He dives, but it's through his hands, and it falls incomplete, and that'll bring up second and 10.
And it looked like another second or two right there, John. If they let the play develop, there was only three defenders on that side to cover four receivers. One of the receivers was bound to be open. I think that was just kind of a split decision, you know, get rid of it as fast as you can. You know, another second or two, that might have been a big play.
This Valley Heights defense is kind of interesting. They're running a 4-4-3, and against a team like Troy that spreads it out, that can sometimes cause a lot of problems if you don't have those four secondary players. Three receivers split to the left, running back to the left of Anderson. He'll fake a pass and hand it off to Fumbler up the middle. He's got a big hole to the 40-yard line. He'll fall forward to a first down to the 41-yard line in a run of 11 yards for Gavin Fumbler. Troy not known for running the football. They only average 48 yards per game on the ground. A pickup 11 there in their first down of the ball game.
That was one of those plays you don't really see. I mean, you see screen plays all the time, but usually it's a fake handoff into the screen. It's not usually the fake screen into the handoff, so... You know, you keep the defense on their toes, create some openings in that defensive line, allows you to get some gains like that.
Four receivers set, two split each way. Fumbler to the left of Anderson. They'll take a handoff. Now roll left, throw a screen pass to Austin Grable, who makes the grab at the 39-yard line. Might have lost a yard or two as he had to dive for it back at the 39. It is going to be a loss of 2 yards. It'll bring up a second down and 12. An interesting play trying to set up some type of screen over there and fake a handoff, but just Grable trying to try to dive to just to catch that ball. Now second down and 12. Anderson to throw again. Rolls right, steps up. He's got a ton of room. Now he rolls back right. He throws the ball late. He had Norris wide open and overshoots him. Norris had nobody within 7 yards of him. But on the run, Anderson just skied it over his head and into the Valley Heights sideline, and it falls incomplete to bring up a third down and 12.
Yeah, that's one of those you got to think, John, if he just sets his feet and allows his receiver to just, you know, kind of get set, that's an easy first down right there.
That'll break up a long third down and 12 for the Trojans. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line. Three receivers split to the right, tight end into the left. Anderson to throw, looking to set up a screen. Goes to the left side, and he nearly was picked off as Valley Heights had Drake Slifer, a sophomore, right there. Had his head turned around, he would have had an interception and a possible return for a touchdown. But instead, it falls incomplete and brings up fourth and 12. This will be another punt situation coming up for the Trojans as Jarrett Norris will drop back to boot it away. Dangerous Trenton LeCure back deep to receive. He'll stand at his own 30-yard line with 6:47 to go in the first quarter. And Valley Heights leading 6-0. Hamilton in motion from left to right. Norris takes the snap, rolls out to the right, gets the boot away. Wobbly, spinny kick that's going to go out of bounds. And depending on where this spot is at, it's going to be near the 40-yard line. They'll call it to the 43, 44-yard line. Actually, now they're going to run it all the way down to the 35, 33-yard line. And Troy might have stole a couple of yards on that kick, but it'll put Valley Heights first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Valley Heights first and 10 from their own 33. Ball will be spot on the left half with 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Three running backs to the backfield. Caden Parker, the quarterback, under center. Long wait, takes the snap, gives it to the fullback. Youngerberg up the middle, not a whole lot there. He maybe gets 2 yards to the 35-yard line, but nothing else after that. It's just going to be a short gain of about a yard and a half. They'll give him a full 2 to make it 2nd and 8. Youngerberg, not a big guy by any means. 5'4", 150 pounds, and he's the fullback. 2nd and 8 coming up for the Mustangs. Ball spotted just shy of the 35. Near the left hash, Parker awaits the snap. Takes it. Now he gets spun down from behind. What a great play by Troy's Abram Houghton, the junior. Makes the tackle for loss all the way back to the 32-yard line. That's a loss of 3 yards. And Parker just had no chance to even run that play.
Yeah, when you're playing an offense like this that loves to run that option, and there's always, you know, multiple people who can touch the football. It's all about assignments on defense, and right there, his assignment was the quarterback. He made sure he got him to the ground as soon as possible.
3rd and 11, Roy Shopsis is a lone receiver to the near side. Parker takes the snap, and we're going to get whistles and flags and a false start against Valley Heights. This will be the first penalty of the game on either side. And there'll be a 5-yard variety, and instead of 3rd down and 11, it'll now be 3rd down and 16. This is what Troy needed. Now, can they get a stop? 5:20 in the clock rolling in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Valley Heights. 3rd down and 16 coming. Ball will be spotted on the left hash at the 28-yard line.
And I wondered this before the game, John, when we were watching these practice plays and they were all running. We didn't see the ball go in the air much. We're going to have to see what they do here on a 3rd and long.
Bring Clay Camp in motion from right to left. It's a busted play. Toss to LeCure on the left side. He's going to be pulled down from behind. Braden Hamilton was the first guy there, made first contact. It's just a gain of about 3 yards. It'll bring up a 4th down and 13.
And right there, quarterback turned to the left. Looked like the running back or fullback went to the right there. And when you have nobody there to even fake the handoff, you know, it's pretty easy to see what you're going to do right there.
Preston Christensen is the guy back deep now to receive this punt coming from Trenton LeCure. Christensen will stand at his own 35. End over end boot. It'll be fielded on the run. Now fumbled. Christensen trying to jump on it. I think he did. It's right at the 45-yard line. Tried to field it on the run. It was a low line drive. It bounced off of him, but Troy is going to recover. And it was Seth Judd that was able to jump on it to save the possession for Troy. Near disaster for the Trojans, but they'll have it 1st and 10, and they'll have great field position at their own 46-yard line.
And so far, I've liked what Troy's been calling. I like how they're spreading this defense out. It's just once they get to the execution aspect, I think they're going to start putting some points on the board.
Troy putting 5 receivers to this near side, and Cam Anderson all by himself. Takes the snap, throws a swing pass to the left side. It is going to be caught. Plenty of room in front to the 50-yard line. 45-40 up the left sideline to the 35. Finally bumped out of bounds is Bowden Bennett. He'll get all the way to the 31-yard line, a pitch and catch of 24 yards. By far the best play that Troy has had, and that was just such a unique formation, something you just don't see. Troy runs it to perfection, had it blocked extremely well, and Dustin, like you talked about earlier, Valley Heights just did not have enough guys on this side.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job of adjusting to each side, and Troy's using their speed. They see that Valley Heights is a much bigger team, but also a much slower team. So if they can get to this outside, let some of these receivers work in space, they're going to get some pretty big gains out of this.
3 receivers to the near side, pump a screen pay, and it'll be a draw underneath. This will be a give to Fumler. He'll hit the line and be tackled by Trayton Claycamp after a gain of about 4 yards. And it'll bring up second down and about seven.
And
give him three and make it second and seven.
I think Troy's starting to figure it out, John. This misdirection that the Valley Heights offense likes to use with their option plays, Troy's starting to use it a lot with their screens. They're starting to fake screens, use their screens to set up handoffs. It's really starting to work out for them.
Second down and seven, ball at the Valley Heights 28-yard line. Empty backfield, three receivers to the right, two to the left. Troy operates from right to left. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. Reagan Hartman in motion now from left to right. Anderson to throw. Throws a screen pass to the right side. It's caught by North. Gets to the 25-yard line. Runs over a man and then steps out of bounds at about the 23. Close to another first down. I'll see where they spot him. I think they're going to say he stepped out actually right at the 25-yard line. So just a gain of about 3 yards to bring up a third down and three.
And you've got to think with how good the blocking is on this receiving corps right now, one of these screen plays is bound to bust open to a huge play.
Third down and a long three, call it closer to four. Anderson under center for the first time. He's going to give a ball to the right side. This is Bowden Bennett. He's close to a first down as he spins away from a late tackle. He'll get to the 22-yard line. It'll be about a half a yard, maybe a couple feet short of a first down. It's going to depend on the spot, actually. So the head referee is going to come over and give it a look. From here, it looks like it's short, and it is. It'll be fourth down and a couple of feet coming up for Troy.
With this being a spread offense, John, do you think they're going to go to the air here, or do you think they're going to try to just muscle up and try to get that 1 foot? It looks like about a foot from here.
To me, if you don't run the football here, that's saying a lot, that you don't trust your offensive line. You've got to try to run the football here. I formation set for Troy. You won't see this very often from the Trojans. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Under center is Anderson, and it's going to be a false start. Anderson forgot what the snap was. He was the only guy that moved. So it'll be a false start and the first penalty against Troy on the night. That's big because it goes from fourth and inches to now fourth and a long five.
Now you have to think about the air raid again.
In the way that screen game's working, I would not be surprised to see some type of screen come out of Troy here. They'll make it fourth and pretty much six from back at the 27-yard line. The ball will be spot on the right hash as Troy operates from right to left. We're under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Valley Heights with a 6-0 advantage. Fumler will be the tailback to the right of Cam Anderson, who's in the shotgun. Three receivers split right, one to the left. Anderson to throw. Rolls right, steps up, throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be picked off at the 19-yard line, back on the return, falling down. And that is going to be Damian Youngerberg on the interception for Valley Heights. And for Youngerberg, that is his first interception of the season. Anderson just never saw him, and he stepped right in front of that corner route.
And that was one of those plays. It was the right receiver to throw the ball to. He was just a second too late on letting that ball leave his hand. And when you give that defender enough time to switch from one receiver to the other, he just gets in those windows, and that's when the easy interceptions happen.
Valley Heights will have it first and 10 from their own 21. This will be a give to Youngerberg up the middle. He runs over a man, and he's going to pick up close to a first down to the 30-yard line. It'll be about a half a yard shy, maybe a full yard short, but he gains 9 on a hard-nosed run by the fullback.
And you want to talk about downhill running, John. He lowered the shoulder and almost took a linebacker with him to the end zone.
Low man wins, and that's exactly what Damian Youngerberg is, because I mentioned only 5'4", 150 pounds. When he runs, he is north and south. He's constantly moving his feet. Second and one. Claycamp in motion, nearly followed the snap to Parker. Now he's just going to take off running four, and I think he actually gave it off to Youngerberg. He did. He'll pick up 2 yards and a first down to the 32-yard line, and we'll move the chains.
Which that was an interesting play with between the quarterback and fullback right there. It didn't look like either one wanted to let the ball go out of their hands, so they both took off running with it at the same time, kind of a parallel set, just running forward and gained about 3 yards out of it.
That's the second or third time we've seen Valley Heights offense just kind of look out at sink a little bit. But nonetheless, they pick up a first down and have a new set of chains as we're under 45 ticks to go in the opening quarter. 6-0 Valley Heights. They've got the football first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Two running backs in the backfield. This will be another give to Youngerberg. He gets shoved forward by his tailback LeCure to the 35 and gains 3 yards. see if Valley Heights tries to run another play or they let this first quarter clock expire. Right now, Valley Heights going to try to get back on the football with 13 seconds to go. Second and 7 from the 35. That Valley Heights might run out of time here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Parker back underneath the football. And he will not get it off in time. So that'll be the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books. It's been a good game so far. Should be good the rest of the way. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take a break. We'll come back second quarter. As Valley Heights will have a 2nd and 7 when we return. Leading 6-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Start of the second quarter, Valley Heights leads Troy 6-0. Valley Heights out of the break will have a 2nd down and 7 from their own 35-yard line. The Valley Heights will now operate from right to left. 2nd down and 7 here to start the second quarter. Single receiver splits to the near side, 3 running backs in the backfield, and now it's Clay Camp in motion from left to right. Great eye formation set. This is Clay Camp on a run to the left side. He'll get to the 37-yard line. Maybe the 38, they'll lark him at the 37. Just a short gain of about 2 yards. And it will bring up a 3rd down and 5. Tell you what, I'll give Troy credit. Their defense has been playing well so far through the first quarter of this game.
Yeah, especially with how big that offensive line is for Valley Heights. This defensive line for Troy and these linebackers are really flying to the football here.
And now head coach Coney Trimble of Valley Heights is going to utilize his first timeout of the ball game. We'll take this break with him. 11:25 to go in the second quarter. It is 6-0 Valley Heights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Valley Heights didn't like what they had on that second down, on the 3rd down and 5 play, so they take the timeout, their first of the ball game. They have 2 remaining. Troy has all 3 of their timeouts. 11:25 to go in the first half. 6-0 lead for Valley Heights. Mustangs out of the timeout, 3rd down and 5 at the 37-yard line. The ball is spotted near the right hash. Parker under center. Get tossed to LeCure along the right side. He just strings it out to the over the right tackle. Troy bottles it up, holds it to about a 2-yard gain, and it'll bring up a 4th down at about 2 or 3.
The one thing I have realized with the Valley Heights offense, John, is they don't like spreading the ball out to the outside with the run. They like just pushing it right up the middle with how big their offensive line is. But, you know, on plays like that where you're 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, you've got to start taking some shots to the outside, trying to get some your running backs out in space.
4th down and 4, closer to about 3 yards coming for the Mustangs. Right now they have the offense out there. We'll see if they elect to try to go for it on 4th down. Instead, they're going to use their 2nd timeout. So Valley Heights is going to utilize their 2nd timeout here in as many plays. We'll keep this one here with 10:42 to go in the half. Mustangs lead 6-0, but they face a fourth down and a long three-play coming up. Dustin, I think at this point, the way the defense is playing against this Troy offense, if you're Valley High School, almost have to take the football away, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Troy is not too many plays away from scoring here. We just talked about it on the previous possession for Troy. They're running correct plays, and they're, you know, a block here, a juke here from scoring a touchdown. You have to think, if you're Valley Heights, you just got to get rid of the football, take your lead, even if you're going to, you know, try to do one of those fake plays where you're acting like you're going to actually run a play and then punt it. But you have to think, if they go into shotgun to try to punt it, Troy's going to, they're not going to fall for that. They're going to know that it's a punt.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just look at what this Valley Heights defense has been able to do against Troy. I mean, Troy so far, there's just 46 total yards of offense for the first quarter and a couple of minutes here in the second. And right now it looks like Valley Heights is just going to punt the football away.
Which I think is a smart play here.
So LeCure will drop back. He's not at normal punt depth, though, so you do have to be alive here. It's actually going to be a run play. This is going to be the offense out there. Caden Parker's going to take off and run. He's got the first down across the 45-yard line to the 47. And he's able to gain 9 yards and move the chain.
And at first I kind of shook my head about the timeout. You know, I thought it was just maybe a miscommunication between the quarterback and head coach there, but maybe that was in the drawing board, and they just need to make sure all the blocking assignments are right there. That was a great run for a first down.
That was actually the first time that we saw Valley Heights go to just a single back set. And it confused Troy. They split a couple of guys out to the left side and just confused the Trojans. Here's a give up the middle, going nowhere to Youngerberg. He hits the line and gets shoved back. No gain on the play. Might have even lost a half a yard. But Troy has been there for the most part on that fullback dive up the middle. You look at Youngerberg on that fullback dive. He has now gone 2-2, 9-2, 3-2 on his carries. He has 6 carries for just 20 yards, so Troy is doing a pretty good job stopping that dive play up the middle.
Yeah, that's that interior line right there. Kemper Clary and Abram Houghton just tearing up the interior offensive line. They're making sure that fullback dive and that quarterback sneak don't get more than 2 or 3 yards every single time.
Second and 10. There'll be a give to the left side to LeCure. Not a whole lot there. He'll get to the 48-yard line and gain 2 yards. And that's going to set up now a third down and 8. I know that head coach Derek Jasper has got to love what his defense is doing so far, because he was worried after what Jackson Heights was able to do last week, running the football and passing the football. He was worried about his defense tonight because he knows that ground and pound teams have not been very good to this Troy defense over the last couple of years. So far, the Troy defense is coming to play tonight. Third down and 8. Maybe closer to 9 yards here for the Mustangs. We have not seen a pass attempt yet from Caden Parker. Parker takes the snap. Here he's going to step back to throw under pressure. Throws the ball back to the right side. He overshoots his intended target on the far sideline. It's incomplete. He was looking for Shoptis on that far sideline. Ball's incomplete. Brings up a 4th and 8.
And I was just about to say before that play, we hadn't seen a pass play yet. And this Troy defense, you know, stopping the run, they keep creeping in. They started off very spread out at the beginning of the game, and now they're getting tighter and tighter with those linebackers and those defensive linemen. And, you know, you had to be expecting a pass at some point in time, but you didn't think it was going to come there.
Now Valley Heights is lined up in a punt formation on 4th and 9. Christensen will stand back at his own 20. Low snap, boot is away, side winding kick. It's going to bounce to the 30, and it'll take a Valley Heights roll all the way inside of the 20 down to the 16-yard line. And for Trenton LeCure, that's his 4th punt inside of the 20-yard line this season. And so Troy will have it 1st and 10 at their own 16 with 8:33 to go in the opening half, trailing 6-0. I don't think many people expected this to be a low-scoring game here tonight, but so far it has been through the first quarter and nearly a half of the second. Ball spotted on the right hash, 1st and 10 from the 16. Three receivers will split out to the left side on 1st and 10. Kevin Fumler is the tailback to the left of Cam Anderson. Anderson to throw, a screen pass to the left side. It's going to be caught by Austin Grable, but he's slung down immediately. That'll be a loss of 2 yards on the play. Trenton LeCure makes the stop for Valley Heights, and it will be a loss of 2 yards. Troy just continues to run that screen play. We really haven't seen Troy go deep with anything except for that one pass to Bennett that was overshot.
And we have talked about this Valley Heights defense. They stay assignment sound to where that they don't move when there's a motion on the offense. So we've seen the Troy Trojans have four or five receivers overloaded on a side with three defenders, and they just can't find the correct receiver to throw it to.
Trips formation to the near side. Anderson to throw, looking left side. He's throwing deep, has the man open, and it is Grable. He will have the ball knocked away at the last second. They did not throw a flag on the play, as in coverage for Valley Heights was Jaden DeWalt on the far sideline, but the ball was underthrown to Grable, who had a couple of steps on DeWalt, but it falls incomplete and brings up a third down and 12.
Yeah, that was one of those where from up here you can kind of see where there may or may not be a pass interference play, but when the ball's up that underthrown and it goes up for grabs, you never know.
I was wondering what looked off about this Troy offense on this drive, and I look over the sideline. Jarrett Norris, their stud receiver, is currently being tended to on this near sideline, getting an elbow wrapped up. So he's not out there for this third and 12 play. Ball back to the 14-yard line. Anderson to throw. Five-step drop now rolls back to the right side. Still rolling. Ticks off. He throws the ball back late, but it's going to be out of the reach of his intended target, Reagan Hartman, at the 30-yard line. And so that'll bring up now a fourth down and 12. And again, the Troy offense just cannot get anything going.
Yeah, and that's another play that we talked about with Christensen, just rolling out of the pocket and not being able to set his feet and get it to a wide receiver. And when you're throwing on the run, I know the pros make it look easy, but when you get down to this high school level, throwing on the run, it's not very accurate. Passes get thrown.
So punt on to punt. It's usually Jarrett Norris, but he is not out there, so this is going to be Christian Etherton. Good snap. Boot is away. High, wobbly, spinny kick that's going to bounce at the 45 and take a Troy roll out right near midfield. Somebody for Troy is down right at the 5-yard line. Can't tell who that is. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play to attend to whoever that is down at the 5-yard line. Is that Reagan Hartman? I can't see if that's a 7 or if that's a 3, but 7:27 to go in the opening half. It is 6-0 Valley Heights. And Valley Heights will have it first and 10 from right at the 50-yard line. Troy still has a player down at the 5-yard line. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. 7:27 to go. Never mind. Back to his feet is Reagan Hartman. So it is Hartman. And Hartman is back on his feet. He'll walk off the field underneath his own power. So we'll keep it here. 7:27 to go in the half. Valley Heights with a 6-0 advantage. See if we can find some scores or some other games going on around the area tonight. Frankfort leads Hanover after the first quarter, 12-8. Kind of a surprise there. Maranatha leads Washington County 14-8. Scores brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? First down play will be a give to LeCure over the right guard. He'll get to the 49-yard line, maybe get a yard, but nothing after that. Again, that Troy defensive front holding tough. They are really holding LeCure in check. LeCure with 8 carries for only 33 yards so far here tonight.
And you would have thought after that first drive, Valley Heights just marched down the field, took their time, did what they wanted for the Troy defense. You thought it was going to be a long night, but this Troy defense really stepped up. And ever since that first drive, they've held them in check, not even a first down.
Second and 9 now from the 49 of Troy. This will be LeCure again over the left side. This time he gets to the 45 and then gets spun back by Jarrett Norris. They'll give him to the 43-yard line. And that will be a gain of 6 and bring up a third down at about 3.
And that was one of those plays that was just so jumbled. You didn't really know who had the football until there was a tackle. And this Troy defense, they're just tackling everybody in sight. They're kind of discreet on who Valley Heights is going to hand the football to.
You can just tackle anybody. That's what you have to do, though, when
you
get an offense like this. You have one guy, and you tackle him. That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Third down and 3. Parker back under center. 3 running backs in the backfield. Parker takes the snap, toss it to LeCure along the left side. He has the first down across the 40-yard line. He'll get to the 37, and he'll gain 6 yards to move the chains. just after I talked about La Curia's back-to-back 60-yard runs. All of a sudden, Valley Heights marching back down the field after starting in good field position. Dustin, that first drive of the game, they started in a really good field position, and they were able to convert. So far after that, they haven't had great field position, but now they do, and they're marching the football right down the field.
Yeah, that was one of those things that the Troy offense hasn't done very well, is moving the football to get first downs to, you know, even if they have to punt. But the Valley Heights offense, you know, back deep in their own territory, I mean, that punt was only a 40-yard punt and kept them on the Troy side of the field.
Traditional I formation set, first and 10 from the 37-yard line. This will be a give to Youngerberg up the middle. He gets pummeled at the 40 and shoved back by Jarrett Norris, who came flying in, and he must feel a lot better because he gets a loss of 2 yards on Youngerberg. Actually, they'll give him a full 3 back on the far side of the 40-yard line. That'll bring up now a second down and 13 from back across the 40-yard line for Valley Heights. Three running backs back in the backfield. Parker does not like the play call from Coach Trimble. He wants to change it, but Coach Trimble says no, run the play. Blakecamp in motion from left to right. And it's going to be a miscommunication. Parker just has to take off with it. He'll get inside of the 35-yard line of the 34. And he's able to gain 6 yards to bring it now a third down and manageable, a third down at about 6 or 7.
Which that was another one of those communication plays. Quarterback went right, running back went left. And there was, you know, no fake right there, but the running back and quarterback actually collided, and it looked like he pushed him about 3 or 4 yards into the past the line of scrimmage.
So now third down and 7 coming up, and the Troy defense get another stop. Likely 4-down territory for Valley Heights. 4:14 to go in the half. The Mustangs lead 6-0. Third and 7 from the 33. Parker takes the snap, tosses it to Clay Campbell on the left side. He's going to be near a first down. He'll be thrown down to the 26-yard line, and he will pick up the first down. Needed 7, got 9. First carry of the night for Trayton Clay Camp, and it goes for a first down.
And that was the first play we've seen from the Valley Heights offense that has actually went outside of the tackles.
Only the 8th carry of the year for Clay Camp, but a big one there to pick up 9 and move the chains.
And I think they're starting to catch on to, you know, Troy, like we said earlier, they're getting a little bit closer. They're squeezing everybody in. So now they're starting to work on the outside linebackers and getting these 6-, 7-, 8-yard gains.
First and 10 from the 26. Here's Clay Camp again, this time over the right tackle. He'll get to the 25-yard line and be shoved down there for a gain of 2 yards.
One thing we talked about, John, was Valley Heights taking their time. They've already taken 4 minutes off the clock and only ran 8 plays here. If they want, they might be able to milk this all the way into half and maybe get in the end zone.
Valley Heights did win the opening toss and elected to defer, so Valley Heights will get the ball to start the third quarter. Something to keep a note of. Second down and 8 coming up for the Mustangs. Ball across the 25-yard line, straight between the hashes. 3 running backs in the backfield, a triangle formation. This will be a keeper for Parker on the left side, and he's chopped down on a great play by Bowden Bennett. He makes the stop just near the line of scrimmage, diving forward for a yard as Parker, and he will gain 1, but it'll bring up another third down, a third down and 7.
Yeah, Bennett's gotten into the backfield, was not fooled by the quarterback faking right there. Got in the backfield, chopped him down at the ankles, and that's all you can ask for from your cornerback.
Valley Heights now is going to send Tanner Meadows out to the right side. He'll be split out by himself. Tight end in on each side as well. Back under center, an I formation set as Parker. Look here, dots the I. Third down and 7. This will be Youngerberg up the middle. He gets 3 or 4 and then gets slammed back by Kemper Clary. Kemper Clary, the junior. It's the stop, limits it to a gain of about 3 and brings up now a 4th and 4.
Yeah, and that was one of those running back was running hard until he ran into Kemper Clary. You would have thought he was going to run him over, and he ended up going back the other way about 4 yards.
The homecoming crowd here in Troy on their feet now. A big 4th down and 4. Ball spotted between the hashes at the 20-yard line. A first down would come at the 16. I formation set. 2 receivers split right. Parker barking out signals. 1:35 to go in the half. Clay Camp in motion from right to left. This will be a give to Youngerberg. He's going to be pulled down, and the ball pops free. Troy recovers, and the defense of Troy gets another big stop. Seth Judd recovers the fumble at the 20-yard line.
And that's a huge stop right there for Troy. Just what the doctor ordered for this defense. And not only do you stop them on fourth down, I think the fumble goes a lot further than just the turnover on downs does right there.
Kind of surprised that Valley Heights go with a fullback dive on fourth and four. They had gotten a little bit of success running to the outside, or at least over the tackles, but they tried to come with a surprise shot up the middle, but Troy was ready for it. After the fumble, first and 10 for Troy from their own 21-yard line with 90 seconds to work with. I formation set here for Troy. Gavin Fumler dots the I. This will be a give to Fumler. He's got plenty of room. 25-yard line. He'll fall forward to the 26. Gain of 6 yards for the Trojans and Fumler on first down. Actually, that was Preston Christensen on the carry. He'll get 5 yards to the 25-yard line. So Christensen on the carry to pick up 5.
And that's one of those quick decisions we talked about earlier, John. Just, you know, one cut. He went to the right. If he cuts to the left, he might be taking that for another 40 yards.
1:05 left in the half. Troy with all three timeouts. Running back to the left of Anderson, who steps back to throw. Pumps left. Now under pressure. Rolls back to the right side. Still under pressure. And now Anderson's going to be sacked back at the 13-yard line. They finally get him down, as that was Tyrell Wagner, the sophomore, to come up with the sack for Valley Heights. It'll make it a third down and 16 all the way back to the 14-yard line as we're under 40 seconds to go.
And you got to think, with this air raid type offense and three timeouts, you'd be, you know, using a timeout here trying to move down the field. But when you take a sack that big and it's third and 16, the best thing you can do right here is just go to halftime.
Valley Heights does have one timeout. They have not used it, so Troy will just slowly walk up to the football on third down and 16. Under 18 seconds to go in the half. I formation set. Anderson under center. Takes the snap, gives it to the left side of Christensen. He'll bounce it outside of the 15-yard line and still drag tacklers to about the 18. And now Valley Heights is going to take a timeout with 4.4 seconds remaining here in this first half. Christensen was able to get about 3 yards there. But Valley Heights is going to force Troy to punt this football away. Or if you're Troy, do you almost just go into shotgun and drop back and just throw it deep out of bounds?
If it were me personally, that's what I would do. You know, kind of take a snap, try to run around. Just make sure that those 4 seconds run out. If you're thinking you're going to get caught, you might as well just launch it down the field.
You don't want to take a chance
to
get a pump block or anything like that.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's the smart play here. Just drop back, roll to the right, and just throw the ball out of bounds 30 yards out as far as you can.
And I would say, you know, just snap it and just, you know, punt it directly out of bounds. But you never know, you know, the long snapper snaps it over the head, that's a safety here. I mean, it could be a touchdown. I think you do the safe play here and just try to just run out the clock.
Troy does have the punt team out there, though. Jarrett Norris back in punt formation. He awaits the snap just about the 6-yard line. So a dangerous spot here for Troy, just looking to get this football away and go into halftime, trailing 6-0. Good snap. Norris rolls to his right, gets the boot away, spinning, wobbly, bouncy ball. It'll be fielded by LaCure at midfield. He'll be tackled there by a gang of Troy defenders, and that is how the first half comes to a close. Two quarters in the books. It's been a good one so far. 6-0 advantage for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with your halftime show with the Mustangs leading 6-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hotcakes to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices.
About 30 seconds,
guys. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Troy High School. We are at halftime of our Class 1A district game tonight between Valley Heights and Troy. And at the end of two quarters of play, Valley Heights with a 6-0 advantage over the Trojans. Johnny came back with you. Dustin Ghost alongside of me. Brian Hurt taking care of us back at our studios. The Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best? You've got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. When you look back at that first half, not much offense. If you're a guy that likes defense, you would love this high school football game. Troy got the football first. They went three and out. Valley Heights then got a good return to the 35-yard line of Troy. Went down and scored a touchdown on a short run by Trenton LeCure for his ninth rushing touchdown of the season. But after that, both teams just traded punts pretty much the rest of the way. Neither offense had more than 100 total yards of offense in that first half. So, Dustin, you look back, both defenses dominated, but then you also look back at it, and if you're Troy, a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, we had talked about it in the second quarter. You learned a lot from both of these teams in this half. You see what Valley Heights is trying to do, you know, slow the pace down. They're being, you know, taking their time, trying to just get their 4 yards of carry. And then you have, you know, Troy offense. Their defense is holding strong, giving their offense some opportunities, but it's those little things, like we talked about, juking right instead of left. That's a 40-yard difference on two or three plays. Those screen plays, you know, that one extra block has taken that, you know, from a 2 yard gain to a 20 yard gain. So a lot of, I shouldn't say mistakes, but a lot of missed opportunities with this Troy offense. And when you can't move the chains, you can't get down to the end zone. And that's Troy's biggest problem right now. They're running the right plays. They're just, you know, maybe just make, instead of waiting, or instead of just hurrying up and trying to get the ball to a receiver, they need to just wait, take their time, find the open guy. And that's going to create some big opportunities for them.
So really, when you look back at it, just pretty good game so far. I mean, both sides, you got to be pretty confident here at the halftime break, and the opportunity is coming here in the second half. Let's take another break, though. We'll come back. We'll have the first half stats and then get you more and look at some scores of other games around the area. That's when we return as Valley Heights leads Troy 6-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadbandbenefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back once again to Troy High School at halftime of tonight's Class 1A district clash between Valley Heights and Troy. The Mustangs of Valley Heights with a 6-0 advantage here at intermission. When you look back at this first half statistics, well, there wasn't a ton of them. You look at Troy, they ran 18 plays, only had 52 total yards. Valley Heights ran 27 plays. They only had 96 total yards of offense. They only averaged 3.7 yards per play. So, Dustin, when you look back at it, either side is going to have anything to write home about as far as offensive goes.
Yeah, the offense isn't going to put many highlights on the tape to watch on Monday, but these defenses are really showing up. You know, some of these opportunities can go for 20, 30, 40 yards, and these defenses are stepping up, getting to the ball carrier, I mean, on both sides. Getting to the ball carrier in the backfield are only 1 or 2 yards. Right here we already have Troy. They have one play over 20 yards. They have two plays over 10 yards. And Valley Heights has still yet to get a 10-yard play. So you look at it from that, I mean, Troy's defense is holding tight. And Valley Heights, other than, you know, one little mistake here and there, you know, they're not giving up too many yards either. So
you look at the total statistics for the first half, brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. For Troy, 52 total yards of offense, 29 of those through the air, 23 of those yards on the ground, 3.8 yards per carry for Troy. Individually, not a whole lot. Gavin Fumler does have 3 carries for 12 yards. Preston Christensen, 2 for 8. Bowden Bennett has 1 carry for 3 yards. Passing the football, Cam Anderson is 5 of 12 for 29 yards. He does have 1 interception. And receiving, Bowden Bennett, 1 catch for 24 yards. Jarrett Norris, 2 for 9. And Austin Grable, 2 catches for negative 4 yards. Valley Heights, meanwhile, as mentioned, 96 total yards of offense. All of those come on the ground, 0 for 1 through the year, average 3.7 yards per carry. And running the football, Trenton LeCure, 10 carries, 45 yards. He had the one touchdown for Valley Heights. Damian Youngerberg and Caden Parker, each with 20 yards rushing. And Trayton Claycamp, he has 2 carries for 11 yards. Caden Parker is 0 for 1 passing so far through the first 2 quarters.
Johnny, I got a question for you.
Okay.
So you're Derek Jasper. You're walking into your locker room right now. What are you telling this Troy Trojans team? What do they need to work? What do they need to fix here in the second quarter or second half?
I think exactly what he would say, and I'll be interested to see what he has to say when I interview him next week on our locker room chat. I'm going to guess exactly what he's going to say is defense, outstanding. Can ask for much better. Offense has got to execute better. He's going to come back to execution because we've seen a couple of times Troy has had guys open, whether it be deep or, you know, a wrong read on a pass play. It doesn't matter. There's been just a miscommunication, and also just the execution just has not been there.
Yeah, especially with this Valley Heights defense like we talked about earlier. They don't adjust when there's a motion or anything like that. So you will see a stacked side with this Troy offense with 3 to 4 receivers over on one side, and there'll only be 2 people over there to cover. And, you know, your other corners can't get to that side of the field fast enough. And so I think Troy needs to capitalize on that, and I think you're right. That's exactly what Derek Jasper has to say. You know, defense, keep it up. Offense, we need to start moving the chains. You don't move the chains, we're not going to win the football game.
Yeah, because you look at it for Troy. They know they're going to have to start putting some points on the board because this Valley Heights team, they're not going to go away. They're just going to continue to pound and pound and try to wear you down. And that is something that Coach Jasper has been worried about with teams like Valley Heights that run the football at the clip that they do. Is in the third, late in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, his guys getting worn down by that constant, just happen to be in the right spot, not making sure you're missing an assignment. You got to look at it. Valley Heights, they're going to continue to do what Valley Heights does. They're not going to change anything up. They're not going to all of a sudden go to an air raid attack. That is not what Valley Heights does.
Yeah, and that was another thing we had mentioned off air was, you know, with Troy offense, this air raid, if they have the ability to go down and score and it only takes, you know, a couple minutes off the clock. But if you're not executing and giving Valley Heights this ball, the last 2 drives, 10 plays, 5 minutes off the clock, 10 plays, 6 minutes off the clock, they can burn a whole quarter down, you know, in just 2 possessions if they really, you know, wanted to. And we talked about it. They're not flashy. They're not trying to get these big 40, 50-yard runs. They get to the 4 yards, move the chains on third down. And if they can keep doing that, Valley Heights is going to give Troy some problems here in the second half.
So in our halftime score, Valley Heights 6, Troy 0. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores of other games around the area. When we come back, this is our featured game of the week on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no dock fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
785-985-2292. Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Troy High School. Just about set to start the second half between Troy and Valley Heights with the Mustangs up 6-0. Alongside Dustin Gosa, I am Johnny Kane. Brian Hart taking care of us back at our studio. Let's go ahead and take a look at some scores of games around the area. It looks like Colton all over Hiawatha 42-0. Sabetha leads Royal Valley 35-0. There's a stoppage of play, a scary situation in Frankfort. Frankfort leading Hanover 20-8. Hearing there is a stoppage of play as Hanover's quarterback collapsed on the field. So prayers up out there in Frankfort. That's the featured game over on 92.1 KMZA. Axtell in a route right now over Lynn, leading 52-0 in the second quarter. See if we can find a couple more scores between before we start this third quarter of play. Those scores are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. Clifton Clyde up 22-6 in their contest. Maranatha led Washington County 14-8. At half, Maranatha leads Washington County now 22-8. So, Dustin, when you look at just the keys here in the second half as we get ready to approach the third quarter start, still have a couple of minutes to go here, but just if you're Troy, you've, number one, got to get a stop here on this opening drive on defense. If you're Valley Heights, you got to feel like if you could come out and score a touchdown here, that could go a very, very long ways in the end of this game.
Yeah, if you're Troy, the defensive stop is the first thing you have to focus on. It's huge, especially because the players have now cooled down. You know, they got a little bit of break. You know, when they were just humming through that first half, you know, they gave up the one touchdown, and then it just seemed like the defense was on fire for Troy. So the stop is the most important thing. But when it comes to their first offensive possession, I think that's going to be a little bit more important, regardless of if Valley Heights scores here, because they need to get a first down. They are 0-4 on third down conversions, cannot move the chains. They need to move the chains before they can get to the end zone. And I think that's the biggest thing for Troy is letting this offense, you know, hey, we can't do these one-yard plays, two-yard plays anymore. We need to start grabbing 6-7 yards of play whenever we're passing the football.
It's interesting you talk about Troy struggling on third down tonight, because when you look at this Valley Heights defense, they allow 48% conversion rates on third downs of the year and 50% fourth down conversion rates of the year. So the fact that Troy has not been able to convert against this defense that has had struggles this year, getting off the field at times, that says a lot. And you got to think for Troy, as you talked about, that's something they have to do. They have to sustain drives because so far tonight they have not. And really, if you're looking for Troy, they really haven't had great starting field position either tonight either.
Yeah.
For one time.
Yeah, and we talked about it right there on third downs. They've had five total possessions. Three of them went three and out. I mean, they're not getting plays ran. They're not getting first downs. You got to, you know, start trying to wear down this Valley Heights defense at some point, you know, especially when most of these teams, you know, at this size play on both sides of the ball. If you can't wear down that defense, the offense is fresh. I mean, you get those offensive linemen fresh, they're going to start creating more holes open for Valley Heights. So I think for Troy, you need to start, you know, whether it comes with the ground and pound or you got to do something through the pass game, the chains have to be moved.
I wouldn't be surprised, too, to see Troy offensively go to maybe a little bit of a ground attack. Because, I mean, it's not like the ground attack. They were averaged almost 4 yards a carry when they did run the football in the first half. And so I wouldn't be not surprised if you see something from head coach Derek Jasper. He knows this team is not a ground and pound team by any means. As mentioned earlier, only 48 yards per game running the football. But they had a little bit of success, and you might have to go to that a couple of times just to try to
open up the path game.
Exactly. And with that, we are set to go. Megan Hartman gets us back underway. McCure will field it at his own 15-yard line. On the return, coming from right to left, he'll get across the 30-yard line to about the 32. And that is where Valley Heights will start this possession, a 17-yard return for LeCure. So it will be first and 10 for Valley Heights from their own 35-yard line. Valley Heights averaged about 3.5 yards per play in that first half. And they'll start near the right hash on first and 10. High formation set. Caden Parker, the quarterback, under center. This will be a keeper for Parker to the left side, but he's going to be shoved back. Did not get to the line of scrimmage. And they will give him forward progress to the line and actually give him a couple of yards to the 35 and gain 2 yards, but not a whole lot after that as Parker stopped for just a gain of two.
That's one thing that I loved about this defense. In the first half, it's not just one guy making the tackle. They're coming in two, three, four people deep and making sure that these running backs and quarterbacks, you know, whenever they try to run the ball, they get knocked down to the ground.
Valley Heights in their road white tops and purple bottoms and purple helmets. They go from right to left. Troy in their home blues. Second and 8 for the Mustangs. This is LeCure on the right side. He bounces it out and then gets hit hard, but he's going to be near a first down. He's got to cross the 40-yard line to about the 42. And they're going to mark him just about a half a yard shy of a first down as he gains 7 yards.
It looks like Braden Hamilton on the stop. Coming in from that outside linebacker kind of safety hybrid position. You know, he's throwing his shoulder in, and when he hits, he's hitting hard, John. You can hear it from up here in the press box.
Third down and 1 from the 42-yard line. Ball between the hashes. It should just be a keep for Parker. Straight over the center, he'll pick up the first down and fall forward to the 44-yard line. Gains 2 yards, needed just about a half a yard. Valley Heights will move the sticks. They'll face a first down and 10 now from their own 44. 10:42 to go in the third quarter, 6-0 lead for the Mustangs. Valley Heights scored on their opening possession of the game, but have not scored since then. First and 10 with the ball spotted near the right hash at the 44. Clay Camp in motion from left to right. It'll be a give to the fullback up the middle. Youngerberg hits the line and falls forward to the 46-yard line. He'll get about 2 yards and bring up a second and 8.
And I know we talked about, you know, the Troy missed opportunities. You know, a play here, you know, a juke here. On the Valley Heights side, it looks like, you know, these design runs for these fullbacks, you know, if the quarterback would just keep that, turn that to a pitch option on the outside. You know, they're running just one man to that outside. That could go for a huge gain right there. It needs to be more of an option read instead of just, you know, strictly calling who, the, you know, the running back's going to be.
The 7-yard run by LeCure earlier, that was the first real play we've seen on a toss to the outside. This will be a give to the right side and getting up near a first down to the 45-yard line of Troy is going to be LeCure. That'll be a gain of 10 yards. How interesting they put LeCure in kind of a shorter yardage stance in the backfield. He just took it right over the right guard.
And you can tell they just love calling his number over there on the Valley Heights sideline. They can put him almost anywhere, wide receiver, running back. It doesn't matter. The ball is more than likely going to end up in his hands.
First and 10. Here's again an immediate tackle. That's Kemper Clary again on the big stop for the Troy Trojans. Actually, was that Houghton that made that stop? That was Abram Houghton, the junior, to make the stop. It's a loss of 2 yards. And sets up now a second and 12.
And that's one thing we talked about with the Troy defense. The defensive line is setting the tone here. Houghton, that's second or third time we've called his name tonight for being in the backfield as soon as the ball snaps.
Second down and 11 now for the Mustangs back at the 46-yard line. Back to passes, Parker. Lefty throws the ball back over the middle, has Meadows, and it's just off his fingertips, and it falls incomplete. Had Meadows open at the 20-yard line. They kind of threw it behind him over his back shoulder. If he leads them, that could have been a touchdown.
And if you're Coach Trimble on the Valley Heights sideline right now, you can't be upset with that. You know, you just run the ball, and you finally got Troy to bite on that play-action pass right there, and you had a receiver wide open down the field. You know, he leads his receiver right there. It might be a touchdown, but that was the right play call right there.
8:39 to go, third quarter, 6-0 Valley Heights, third down and 11. This will be an underneath handoff to Clay Camp. He hits the line and then gets spun back, and here comes three different Troy defenders to spin him back, as that was Preston Christensen who made the stop initially, and that will bring up a fourth down and 10 for Valley Heights. So they try to bring Clay Camp on an underneath give. He had nowhere to go. Gets just a yard and brings fourth and 10 on the way.
And these outside linebackers for Troy staying very disciplined. They don't want to give up that big play. You know, they're standing their ground in case that fake is coming on the bar, or that reverse is coming.
Here's LeCure now to punt the football away. Wobbly kick that'll bounce at the 20, and then it'll be hopped on by Troy at the 16-yard line. So that is where Troy will start their first drive of the third quarter with 7:55 remaining. So now we'll see what Troy is able to do here offensively in this second half. It'll start first and 10 with the ball between the hash marks at the 16.
We talked about chewing up the clock a little bit right there, John. 4 minutes off the clock on 9 plays for Valley Heights. So if you're Troy, there's got to be some sense of urgency. It doesn't have to come right away, but you know you're going to have to start moving the chains here.
Two receivers split left. I formation set for Troy here on first down. It'll be a give to the right side to Christensen. Bounces it outside. Now tries to cut it back inside, but nothing there. I think if he just hit the hole right away, he might have had a little bit of a crease. But he tried to dance around a little bit and got knocked for a loss of one. Talked about it, Destiny. Thought maybe Troy would go to a little bit of the run game. They try it on first down. And now we'll see Braden Hamilton and Gavin Fumler check back into the game for the Troy offense with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Second and 11 from back at the 15-yard line. Ball spot on the right hash. Three receivers split left, one on the near side, and Jarrett Norris all by himself. And Anderson might take a shot here. Second and 11. He's looking that way. Pumps. Now throws back right. Has Norris. Makes the catch at the 30-yard line and pumps out of bounds at the 31. Solid gain of 17 yards on a pitch and catch from Anderson and Norris. And Dustin, I've got to feel like if you get Jarrett Norris one-on-one, you've got to try to take advantage of that every single time.
Oh, and the double move was just beautiful right there. Just the footwork, faking to the inside, getting the safety back on his heels, cutting back to the outside. I mean, there's not much you can do about that.
First and 10 now for Troy from the 32. Bennett's in motion from right to left. Screen play to left side. Bennett makes the catch. Tries to get a block. Cuts it back inside. Now back outside. He'll fall forward for maybe a yard. They'll give him to the 33-yard line, but that is it. Maybe just to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. But Dustin, I'm in the sense that if you get Jarrett Norris one-on-one, you got to try to take advantage of that every single time.
I think, honestly, with how this defense is not shifting, you shift it all of your – or basically put all your receivers on one side and leave Jarrett out there by himself.
Christensen in motion to the near side. Anderson pumps right. Now throws the ball back late over the middle. It's caught by Bennett. He'll spin and then get hammered by Kyson Bigham at the 37-yard line. But it's a pitch and catch of 6 yards. It'll bring up a third down and manageable third down at about 4.
And we're seeing it right there. Cam Anderson taking his time. you know, allowing him to sit back in the pocket and setting his feet. When he's allowing him to set his feet, those receivers are starting to get into those windows. And right there, that was a beautifully thrown ball for, you know, only a 7-8 yard gain, but one cut, that turns into 15 or 20.
I'll break up a third down and a long four here for the Trojans. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Troy trails 6-0. Three receivers split left as Troy operates from left to right. Fulmer the tailback to the left of Anderson. Norris by himself on the near side. Anderson to throw. Under pressure. Steps up. Takes off run. He gets to the 40-yard line. A flag flies to the 45-50. Back to the 45. Another flag flies. This one's coming back. Anderson is three flags are down. He'll get all the way to the 25-yard line, but this one is definitely coming back. There are three separate flags, one at the 35 of Troy, one at midfield, and one at the Valley Heights 32-yard line.
Yeah,
would have been a run of 40 yards.
Looked like a mixture of holds, blocks in the back.
You name it.
Yeah, you name it on the offensive line. It looks like there's a wide receiver with a culprit in there.
This is only the third penalty on either side here tonight. It'll be the second on Troy.
Yeah, pretty clean match so far, John. You know, just two false starts, one on each team so far before this hold penalty. Looks like block in the back.
So it's going to be a block in the back against Troy and then a hold against Troy. They'll enforce the holding penalty, and they'll step it off from the line of scrimmage back to the 27-yard line. So instead of a pickup of 40, it'll now be third down, and we'll call it about 14, 15 yards. So third down and 15 from back at the 27 here for Troy. Norris by himself on the near side. Troy sends three receivers to this near side. Austin Grable by himself to the left side of Cam Anderson. Anderson to throw under pressure. Steps up. He's going to be hit and thrown down. Trenton LeCure just hammers him in the back and shows him down for the sack to the 22-yard line and a loss of 6 yards. It'll bring up a fourth down and a punt coming from Troy.
And another second, John, just one more second. He has Braden Hamilton right down the middle. I mean, you're looking at as far as you can run down on the hash marks with his hand wide open. He could have just thrown it up in the air and he would have came down with it. But, yeah, offensive line just couldn't hold right there.
LeCure gets the sack. And for LeCure, that is his first of the season. So here's Jarrett Norris to punt the football away. Good spinning kick that's going to bounce at the 50-yard line. Fielded on the run by LeCure. Here he comes on the return. 45-yard line, 40. 35-yard line of Troy. A flag flies back at the 45-yard line before LeCure's finally shoved out of bounds at the 32-yard line, but it's coming back. It was going to be a return of 29, but a flag down at the Troy 45-yard line is going to negate that return. A block in the back will be called on the Mustangs.
I think it's, you know, we're just speaking it into existence, John. We just talked about, you know, not any penalties on either side. You know, the things that we talk about, they seem to just come to fruition, you know, right after we talk about it.
Exactly. So that'll mark it off from the 45-yard line. So the second penalty against the Mustangs. The Valley Heights still have it, first and 10 from their own 46-yard line. See if Troy's defense can get another big stop. You got to just tip your cap to this Troy defense so far. The offense has not been able to sustain anything. Valley Heights looking to get anything going offensively as well. All spotted on the right hash on first down. 4:01 to go in the third quarter with Valley Heights leading 6-0. It'll be a toss to the right side to LeCure. He tries to cut it back inside, but he slips and falls right at the line of scrimmage and gets a yard. LeCure had a ton of blockers in front, but when he tried to make a cut, his feet just came out from underneath him. So it'll set up 2nd and 9. All spotted now at the 47-yard line. Single receiver splits out to the near side. Parker back under center. Two running backs in the backfield. And I formation set. The ball is fumbled, and Troy jumps on it. Troy picks up the fumble back at the 42-yard line. It just went right between the legs of Caden Parker, and Preston Christensen hops on it. And Valley Heights had no idea the football was lost in the backfield, but Christensen, right man, right time, and that could be the turnover that Troy needed.
Yeah, and this is one of the first possessions they're actually, you know, starting in good position or field position, and it's coming, you know, from that defensive turnover right there.
It'll be first and 10 for Troy from the Valley Heights 42-yard line. Troy lining up with three running backs to the backfield, offset over the right tackle. This will be a give to the right side to Christensen, who'll run over the first man. He'll get to the line of scrimmage and maybe get a yard, but nothing else after that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, John, but I believe this is the first time Troy has been in Valley Heights field position.
I believe you're right. I guess this is the first time that Troy's been in the territory of Valley Heights tonight.
I mean, before this drive, this is the start of their, let's see, seventh drive, and four of them have started within their own 20-yard line.
Second and a long nine now for Troy. Two receivers split left, one to the right, and a tight end in on the right side. Anderson to throw under pressure, tries to roll back right. He's going to be hit for a sack, and all the way back in Detroit territory to the 49-yard line. That's a loss of 9 yards as Tanner Meadows, the senior, comes up to make the big sack for Valley Heights, and now Troy all of a sudden going in reverse.
Much huge for the Valley Heights defense. They have created it. They've been getting into the backfield. The defensive line has three sacks tonight.
Two of them have come in this third quarter alone. Third down and 21 now for Troy. Three receivers split to the right, a single receiver to the left. Norris in single coverage on this near side. Anderson to throw. Under pressure again. Steps up, rolls to the right. He's going to throw a ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught by Braden Hamilton. They're going to say no, incomplete. He had him open all by himself at the 40-yard line, and now a flag flies extremely late. And I think they're going to get an unsportsmanlike penalty against Hamilton. It is going to be against Braden Hamilton, so instead of 4th and 21, it'll be even more. Look at the unsportsmanlike, as Hamilton was the intended receiver of the ball pop in front of him. So now if you're Troy, you're just trying to at least flip the field position on a good punt here by Norris.
Yeah, and that was one of those plays where, you know, just the frustration takes over. You know, you're wide open. Ball's just a tad underthrown. You have to dive to make the play, knowing you have 20 yards after the catch that you need. So a frustration penalty on Hamilton, but he really put his team here in a bind right there.
Third penalty now on Troy tonight for 30 yards. It's third and 35. So Norris is going to drop back to punt the football away. LeCure will run back to the 35-yard line. Norris awaits the snap. Beautiful run to the right side. Nearly has it blocked. It's going to be a ground ball that's going to roll and take a Troy bounce all the way to the 29-yard line. So ball was nearly blocked by the Norris punt, but he's able to get it off, and it turns into a beauty. And Troy is able to flip the field position as Valley Heights will have it first and 10 from their own 29-yard line with 1:35 to go in third. You've got to think, Dustin, at some point you just can't keep asking this Troy defense to come up with a stop. The offense has got to get something going.
Yeah, the offense has been putting the defense in a bind. I mean, if you look at the drives to start this game, punt, punt, interception, punt, 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 punt. It's just, you got to keep moving the chains. You've got to string together a drive. I think Troy has the capability to do it.
First and 10 from the 29, and it's going to be Parker, the quarterback, on a keeper. As he was trying to give it to LeCure, and then he was hit immediately. He'll dive forward for maybe 2 yards. Not a whole lot after that. Parker gets two. Second and 7 coming up for Valley Heights as we're approaching 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Back under center is Parker. Looking to the left side. He'll give it to the fullback under the middle. It'll be Youngerberg getting to the 35-yard line, gaining 3 yards. That'll bring up now a third down and 5 for Valley Heights. And again, the Troy defense putting themselves in a spot to get another stop.
And I think this is a huge tone-setting stop right here. If Troy gets this, they might be able to get some good field position out of it.
Third down and 5. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Valley Heights operates from right to left. We're under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter with the Mustangs leading 6-0. High formation set. Parker is quarterback under center, awaits the snap, gives it to the right side of LeCure. He's hit immediately initially, and then he gets away. Now he breaks free. 45-yard line, there he goes. You're not going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, LeCure, a second of the night. And the Mustangs have all of a sudden taken a two-score advantage. 65-yard scamper by Trenton LeCure. And the big play, the first one of the night, goes to Valley Heights, and it puts the Mustangs up two scores.
Yeah, not bad for their first play over 10 yards, taking it 65 yards to the house right there. LeCure, as soon as he got past the line of scrimmage, broke that one tackle, he was gone.
Talked about he averages 148 yards per game, and those are the reasons why, because he is a home run hitter. And you just talked about it a minute ago, Dustin, you can't just keep asking this Troy defense to get stops, because this Valley Heights offense is so tough to stop, and they just wear you down so much.
And they started moving the ball to the outside. They're not running between the tackles anymore, wearing down those outside linebackers.
Here's a two-point conversion try. It'd be a toss to Clay Camp along the right side, and he'll have no shot at getting to the end zone. Good play by Jarrett Norris to get him shy of the 5-yard line. So with that, the two-point try is no good, and we have a timeout. 7.7 to go in the third quarter. It is now Valley Heights 12, Troy nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, three plays is all it takes for Valley Heights to take a two-score lead. A three-play drive that goes 71 yards and is capped off by a 65-yard touchdown run by Trent LeCure for his 10th touchdown of the season and his second of the night. Gives Valley Heights a 12-0 lead here in the third quarter with 7 seconds to go. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. 7.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Trent LeCure will tee the football up after he had that 65-yard touchdown run. We talked about it right before that drive, Dustin. You just cannot continue to keep asking that Troy defense to get a stop.
Yeah, I mean, they've held in, you know, tough the whole game, other than the first drive and then what we've seen right there, but the defense is still holding strong. It was just, you know, they keep bending just a little bit, and eventually right there they just broke, you know, a little bit too much overcommitment to the inside run, and that allowed Valley Heights to draw up an outside run play to end up taking it to the house.
Here's LeCure. He'll boot it away. Sidewinding kick that'll bounce and be fielded by an up man at the 25-yard line. On the return is Seth Judge. Actually, it's Braden Hamilton. A flag flies back at the 40. And Braden Hamilton gets to the 33-yard line. He awaits the penalty now. They'll mark it at 34. But, Dustin, would you believe me if I told you that so far in the third quarter, Troy has 8 total yards of offense? 8.
And that's tough, especially when we talked about, you know, at halftime, you know, moving the chains. That's the most important. The defense is doing its job. The offense needs to do its job. The chains have to be moved. And when you only have 8 total yards of offense, and whenever you do have a huge play, you know, flags are, you know, what's bringing them back. It's kind of tough to win football games when you're not moving the chains.
Did they wipe that flag off? They must have. It's first and 10 for Troy right where they had the return to the 34-yard line. 2.2 seconds will be the final play of the third quarter. Two receivers split each way for Troy. Fumbler's a tailback to the left of Anderson. Looks to throw. Looks right. Steps up. Throws the ball back right. Has Norris. He'll make the grab at the 42. Shakes free at the 45. Then has the football poked out of bounds. And a pitch and catch of 12 yards. And that will be the end of the third quarter. So, three quarters in the books. Troy, all the way up to the 45-yard line already. Do they have a comeback in them? We'll find out when we come back for the fourth quarter. Valley Heights leads 12-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single-topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. First and 10 for Troy to start the fourth from their own 45-yard line. Cam Anderson back to throw. Now he's going to give a draw underneath to Fumler. He hits the line and falls forward for maybe a yard. Nothing else after that. Pick up a second down and 9 for the Troy Trojans.
One thing I thought was interesting, Johnny, we talked about it, I forgot to mention it off the air, but you said Troy, you know, 8 total yards in the third quarter. On my play chart or play sheet right now, they have 4 plays over 10 yards for the entire game. So, you know, they're getting a couple big plays here and there, but just that third quarter, just the offense could not move the football at all.
Too many sacks. They had, what, 3 sacks there in that third quarter alone. So now second and 9. Man in motion. That's Bennett from right to left. Anderson to throw. Steps up. Looking right. He'll throw back right. It's nearly picked off. Good job by Trayton Claycamp on that far side. He came charging in, trying to break in that route. He knocked it away to bring up a third down and 9.
That's one of those where Cam Anderson, good thing he has a pretty strong arm because, you know, he takes just a little bit off of that, and that might be going back for 6 the other way.
One thing I noticed about Anderson, he does have a tendency to sometimes stare down his receivers. He was staring to that right side the entire time on that play. It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous, especially in a spread offense where you have, you know, multiple options instead of reading through your progressions. If you're staring one receiver down, you don't need too many safeties out there, you know, trying to figure out who the ball's going to.
Troy is going to set 3 receivers to the right side and a tight end in on the right side as well. Anderson to throw, looking to set up a screen. Throws one back to the right side, and he had too much pressure on him. He throws it shy of his intended target and incomplete to bring up third down and 9. Excuse me, fourth down and 9 now. So now if you're Coach Jasper, it's a decision time. Down 12. You can't continue to ask your defense to get stops. I almost feel like you've got to try to go forward here. On 4th and 9. Ball spotted at the 46, 6.5-yard line. And now Troy's going to run a man on late in Reagan Hartman, and they might have to use a timeout here as the play clock starting to wind down. But Troy now breaks the huddle. 2 receivers split to the right, 1 to the left. Running back to the left of Anderson. And now there goes the flag, and it is going to be a delay of game. I was wondering, Dustin, it seemed like it was taking a lot of time for that play. And so they'll march it back 5, and for Troy, that'll be their third penalty of this second half.
Yeah, and it seemed, you know, the way they broke the huddle and kind of got out there, you thought they were trying to hurry it up, and then as soon as everybody got set on the offensive line, they kind of just, you know, drug those last 6 seconds out and couldn't get the snap off in time.
Now Troy is going to have to punt the football away on 4th and 14. Jared Norris will be dropped back to punt this ball away. Boyd is trying to pin Valley Heights back deep. Norris gets the punt away. Good, wobbly, spinny punt. It's going to bounce at the 28-yard line and a flag on top of it. The ball drops dead at the 21. This is going to be against Valley Heights, and this is going to mark them back deep. It's probably going to put it around the 10-yard line. It was a blatant block in the back right in front of the back judge.
Come on, team, make the play. Somebody make the play.
So it'll be a block in the back against Valley Heights. That's a put it about probably the 15-ish yard line or so. I think they're going to say. Well, now there's a little bit of confusion of where they're going to mark this penalty off from.
Looks like they're moving it. 7 yards from where the penalty happened.
Well, that's where the ball was dead and was right at the 20.
Yep. Moving
so now
it back
they will mark it back. Okay.
Yeah, I was a little confused for the 7 yards on the block in the back. That doesn't make sense. But.
So now they'll move it back to right at the 10-yard line. So 10-yard penalty on Valley Heights. That's their third of the game, the first of the second half. But now the Troy defense can get a stop here. They have a chance to get the ball in good field position, but they got to do it right now. First and 10 from the 10-yard line. You're running back to the backfield. Caden Parker awaits the snap. Gives it to Youngerberg, and now Parker's going to keep himself about to back to the left side of the 15-yard line and be hit there for a 5-yard pickup.
Like you just said it, John, if Troy needed a stop, you know, on any possession, it's right here. If I can see Valley Heights taking a good 5-6 minutes off the clock if they keep this rush attack going, you know, these 4 or 5 yard runs every time.
10:35 remaining in the game. Valley Heights with a 2-possession lead right now at 12-0. Mustangs operate from left to right in their road white tops. 3 running backs in the backfield on 2nd and 5, ball near the left hash. Parker takes the snap, gives it to LaCure along the left side. He gets free initially and then gets shoved back for only a short gain of maybe 2. And now here comes a big third down play for this Troy defense. Seems like we've said that a lot tonight.
You want to talk about things defensive coordinators love. I counted 3 players on Troy, just 3, that were not a part of that tackle right there.
You need everybody here on third down and 3. Troy sideline trying to get the crowd back into it. The homecoming here for the Trojans. Need a big stop here, third down and 3 with 9:50 to go. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line. Under center is Parker. Takes the snap, tosses it to LaCure on the right side. He'll have the first down by plenty, and he gets across the 20-yard line of the 23. Needed 3, got 6. And a big first down pickup for the Mustangs.
And that play is very interesting to me because it is a pitch. It is just a little toss, but with how close the quarterback is when he actually tosses that to the running back, you would have thought he handed it off. It's kind of an iffy play to me, at least, with your hazard of potentially fumbling the football, but it's been working out well for this Valley Heights offense.
Especially right. Get 3 lead blockers in front, just straight over the right guard. First and 10 now for Valley Heights from their own 24. Parker, another toss to LaCure over the left guard this time. He'll fall forward to the 28-yard line and gain 4 yards on first down. You hear the saying with running teams, 3 yards and a cloud of dust, and that's what Valley Heights is starting to go through now. That's up 2nd and 6 for Valley Heights as we're under 9 minutes to go. The Mustangs leading 12-0.
It looks like for Troy, Seth Judd, the starting safety, he was a little shooken up after that play. He was the last one to come out of the pile, and he was holding on to his foot. Maybe he got stepped on. Have to look into that.
2nd and 6 now for Valley Heights. Ball at the 28-yard line. This will be a give to the right side of LaCure. Tries to cut it back inside, but Troy is there, and then he's able to fall forward for positive yardage to the 32-yard line and gain 4 yards to bring up a third down and about a yard and a half.
4 for 9 so far on third down conversions for Valley Heights tonight, John.
Here, Troy, you got to send everybody right here. 3rd and 1. Valley Heights goes to a pass here. You'll live with it. But to me, right here, you've got to sell out everybody. 3rd and 1. Parker under center. Mind a quarterback draw, and he'll just fall forward. And he is close. I don't know if he got it. He just almost toppled over the center. He really didn't try to drive his feet forward. It was kind of interesting. Like, he just fell forward, and they're going to say 4th down.
Very slow developing play right there by the quarterback. You would have thought he would have, you know, at least drove his feet, tried to dive for it. He just kind of snapped the ball and just kind of stood there for a second. But great stop by the defensive line of Troy.
Now Troy on 4th down and a half a yard. They're going to bring 5 defensive linemen in. They're going to tell everybody to get up right at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, there's a time you need the crowd to get into it. It's right now.
I'd imagine here it's got to be Parker again. Our quarterback keep, he only needs about 6 inches. We'll send a man in motion, play camp to the right side. It is going to be Parker, and he gets stuck. I don't think he got there. Troy sideline is saying he was stuck. It's going to depend on the spot. But they brought in on that play Kemper Clary off the sideline, right at that nose tackle position. and he got a great jump, and I don't think there was a shot that Caden Parker got there, but they're going to say no good, and it's going to be Troy football. What a stop by this Troy defense, and that is a huge play, and Coach Trimble on the far sideline is irate.
And there we go again. We're talking about a Kemper Clary making huge play. The defensive line coming in big right there.
They brought Clary into the game and took Judd out at that safety spot that you talked about him favoring that ankle. And now Coach Trimble is going to order that the sticks get brought out to measure this. And it is going to be short in a Troy turnover on down. Excuse me, a Valley Heights turnover on down. But Troy is going to get the football.
And it wasn't just short, John. I mean, it was almost 2 feet before the white hat was standing up here. I mean, he had his hands spread out pretty wide. I mean, that was a huge stop. It wasn't just a couple of inches. It was a good 2 feet right there.
So back-to-back plays. Valley Heights needs just about 3 feet, and they get nothing. The first and 10 for Troy, and it's at the Valley Heights 33-yard line. Ball on the right hash. Man in motion from right to left. That's Bennett. Empty backfield set. Anderson to throw. Steps up, throws the ball back over the middle, and it's going to be dropped by Gavin Fumler at the 30-yard line. We'll bring up second and 10 now for Troy. Still plenty of time left in this game. Troy with all three timeouts. They got to have a score right here, right now. Second and 10 from the 33. Ball on the right hash. Fumler is the tailback to the left of Anderson. Valley Heights showing blitz. Now they back out of it. Anderson to throw. Steps up. Throws the ball deep. Has Hartman open. And it's going to be just off his fingertips. And it falls incomplete. And Preston Christensen throws his hands up in the air. He was standing on the goal line. He was wide open for a touchdown.
There's nobody within 20 yards of him. He got right past the line of scrimmage, and the linebacker lost him. Kind of just dropped into coverage, and Christensen got right behind him, and it just was one of those things, not enough time to make the decision on if you're going to go to the far side or near side of the field.
I'd like to see Troy bring Jarrett Norris on this near side with all of this field to work with and just let him operate. He'll be in the slot to the left here on the near side as five receivers come to the near side on third down and 10. Anderson looking to throw a screen. He gets it to Bennett. He's going to be hit immediately. Nobody threw a block on Trenton LeCure, who spun Bennett down back to the 41-yard line in a loss of 8 yards, and it'll bring up now a fourth and about 18, maybe 20.
I just don't think that was the play call they were looking for right there, John. You know, the screen on third and 10, you get all those blockers over there. But at the same time, when you let a good athlete like LeCure get back into the backfield like that, I mean, he'll blow up a play in a second.
So it'll bring up a fourth and long. Fourth and about 18 yards.
0 for 7 on third down tonight for the Troy Trojans.
First down will come at the 23-yard line. Three receivers split to the right. Anderson to throw, a three-man rush. Anderson, plenty of time. Rolls back left, still plenty of time. He's just going to chuck the ball deep into the end zone. He has Fumler open, and it's going to be knocked away. A flag is down, though. Who is it against? Anderson was hit after he released the football, but I think they're going to get a hold on Troy. They will. Valley Heights will decline, and it will be Mustang football. But Dustin, I saw you motioning. Cam Anderson had 30 yards of green grass in front of him, and he is a great athlete. He probably could have picked it up, but instead tried to throw almost a Hail Mary pass into the end zone, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, and it looked like one of those, end of the game. You're down by four, you got to throw it to the end zone. I mean, the whole secondary linebacking core was standing in the end zone. And, Cam Anderson, as soon as he got out of the pocket, if he would have took off running, nobody was going to catch him until he was at the 20-yard line, and that was, 10 yards past the first down. So just one of those things, could have, would have, should have.
First down and 10 for Valley Heights. Now it'll be at their own 41-yard line. Parker under center, toss to LeCure over the right tackle, bust free initially to the 45, gets to the 46, and is able to gain 5 yards on first down. This is when Valley Heights really starts to wear you down with that ground-and-pound attack. And if you're Troy, depending on how the second down play goes, you got to start thinking about taking a couple of timeouts possibly.
And I know, Troy came up with a huge stop right there, turnover on downs on the last possession for Valley Heights. However, if there was one thing that Valley Heights did win out of that was they did take 4 minutes off the clock in the fourth quarter. And that's huge when you got a two-possession lead.
Valley Heights taking plenty of time getting back on the football. Second down and five coming up from the 45-yard line. Three running backs to the backfield. Caden Parker back under center. Boy has eight guys on the line of scrimmage. Here's LeCure over the left guard this time. He just follows his block, puts his way forward. The 49-yard line gains 4 yards to bring up a third down and short. Well, that'll bring up now a third down and two for Valley Heights, just shy of midfield.
Yeah, I know we've talked a lot about Trenton LeCure on both sides of the ball here tonight, John, but how about his big offensive lineman, Drake Slifer, just, I mean, creating the hole. I mean, it's just a huge, huge asset to that offensive line.
Third down and two, 4:30 to go. Valley Heights leads 12-0. Troy has had so many opportunities in this game. Third and two, Parker back under center. Three running backs in the backfield. There'll be a give to LeCure on the right side. He's got the first down in Detroit territory to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards. LeCure now 22 carries, 159 yards rushing, and two touchdowns for the Mustangs. He is as advertised.
A trend that I started to pick up throughout the game was started 1-for-3 on third down conversions for Valley Heights. Since then, they're up 5-for-10. Went from 33% to 50% throughout. I mean, they're just converting on third downs, whether it's third and long or third and short.
And you, when you look at Valley Heights offensively on the season on third down, only 31%. First and 10 for the Mustangs. This is going to be Clay Camp on the carry. He is hit immediately, maybe gets a yard. Preston Christensen was there on the stop for the Trojans. And it's a gain of one. Over here coming up after the game, we'll pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That'll be on our Beador Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Beador is our post-game sponsor on KNZA. Second to 10 for Valley Heights from the 44-yard line. This is LeCure over the right tackle. He'll dive forward to the 40-yard line as Jarrett Norris pulls him down from behind. And a gain of 4 yards for LeCure. It'll bring up a third down and six.
Just looking at the time tick down, John, you know, unless there's a huge turnover, a fumble or something right here, might be a little too late for the Trojans tonight.
2.5 minutes to go. Valley Heights with a third down and six and a 12-0 advantage. If Valley Heights is able to hold on, Troy's going to look back at this one and just be sick about all the opportunities they let go right here tonight. Third down and six from the 40. All in the right hash. This is LeCure over the left tackle. He gets spun back after he gets to the 36-yard line. It's a gain of about 4 yards. He's 2 yards short of a first down, and Troy's going to take their opening timeout of this second half. We'll take this timeout with them. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 2:07 to go in the game with 12-0. Valley Heights leads Troy here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout. Fourth and two coming up for Valley Heights. It'll be at the Troy 36-yard line. Imagine if you're Valley Heights here, just punt the football deep and let the clock do its thing, because Troy, obviously, the offense has not been able to do a whole lot tonight. Troy, in this game, only has 65 total yards of offense. Valley Heights going to keep the offense out there on fourth and two. Parker takes the snap, gives it to LeCure. He gets the left side. I think he's got it. It's close to the 33-yard line. That's right about where the first down marker is. It is enough. Referee signal first down, and that might just about do it. Needed just two, got about 3.5. That's LeCure, the guy that has been a stud all night long for Valley Heights. That's who they go to potentially ice this game away. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Brian will have scores, recaps everything here of this week 6 of the high school football season, and have a quick look ahead to week 7 next week. Valley Heights will get Parker, just keep it up the middle and just run his way forward to the 30-yard line and gain 3 yards. And Troy is going to take their second timeout. We'll keep this one here. See if we can find a couple of scores while we've got an opportunity. It looks like Nemo Central up huge on Morimouth Academy, 53-0 in that game. So Nemo Central, despite losing their stud quarterback Zach Kramer for the year a couple of weeks ago, they are rolling in Atchison. Frankfort leading Hanover. This is a big shot. Frankfort up 26-8 at halftime. And the score right now, looks like it's still 26-8 as the game is just now at halftime. Blue Valley leads Wetmore 36-8 at the half. And Centralia was leading Horton 35-7 at halftime. Atchison High School up 35-14. They're playing Casey Sumner in Atchison tonight. Out of the timeout here, 1:26 to go. The score is brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. 1:26 to go. Troy with only one timeout. Second and 6 coming up for Valley Heights. This will be LeCure over the right tackle. He'll lower the shoulder and get up to the 25-yard line. He'll gain 4 yards as Troy will take their final timeout. I think. And now they will. Troy will take their final timeout. Let's go ahead and take this break with them. Again, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 1:10 to go. 12-0. Valley Heights on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Troy High School. 1:10 to go in tonight's Week 6 contest. 12-0 Valley Heights leads Troy. Valley Heights with a 3rd down and 2 coming up. First down here, and they can go to the victory formation. Parker under center, 3 running backs in the backfield. This is LeCure over the left guard. He'll fall forward near a 1st down. I think he's got it. It's close. Needed 3. He's right at the 1st down marker. So it'll depend on the spot. Regardless, I think this is going to be the offense staying out there for Valley Heights. And now we're going to get a stoppage and likely a measurement.
That was interesting on the time management right there by the referees, and kind of looking at each other, shrugging shoulders if they should measure it or not. It kind of burned 8-10 seconds off the clock there.
And they're going to look at it and say 1st down. So another 3-yard gain for Trenton LeCure, and now Valley Heights going to go to the victory formation. This is going to be a really good win for Valley Heights because they came into this game 1-3. They had their first game of the year canceled because of COVID, had their season last year canceled because of COVID, and Coach Jasper talked about it in our pregame interview with them. That team last year had a ton of seniors and probably was a state championship caliber team that never even got a chance to play in the playoffs a year ago. And it's what Valley Heights does. It's the culture, the system, and a big win here tonight on the road here at Troy. So that's it. Final score tonight, Valley Heights 12, Troy nothing. Let's take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll have a look at the numbers when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KNZA.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Hello, this is Jan with JBN Telephone Company. JBN Telephone is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. Visit our website, jbntelco.com, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Troy High School. Final score tonight, 12-0. Valley Heights gets the Class 1A district victory over the Troy Trojans. Johnny came back with you. Dustin goes alongside of me. Brian Hurt, our man back at the studio, is taking care of us. And Dustin, defense was the name of the game tonight. Valley Heights, though, they were able to take advantage of their opening drive of the game and get a short touchdown. And the big 65-yard run by Trent LeCure pretty much capped it off, as Troy's offense just didn't have it tonight.
Yeah, if you want to run a highlight reel of this, you're going to see a lot of defensive plays and then a Trey LeCure very long touchdown run. But like you said, defense has stood up in this game. If you're a fan of defense, you know, this is the game you wanted to watch. You know, very low scoring, just a battle both ways. Both teams were in it the whole time. You know, Troy was never really out of it. It's just their offense just couldn't get it to click tonight. You know, last week they had talked about it. Head coach, you know, we're worried about the defense. We need to get our defense back in check. And then this week was the exact opposite. The defense was there all night long. I mean, just creating stops, doing what they needed to do, creating turnovers, and the offense just could not capitalize on just about anything tonight.
And you look at the final statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. For Troy, they finished with just 65 total yards of offense. Troy has 56 yards passing, only 9 yards on the ground, average 0.8 yards per carry. That is just not going to get it done on any night at all, and 65 total yards of offense is not going to get it done at all either. Look at our individual statistics. Running the football, Gavin Fumler, 4 carries, 13 yards. That was pretty much it. Nobody else in double digits for Troy. Cam Anderson throwing the football, had 56 yards passing, 21 attempts. He completed 10 passes. And receiving the football, Bowden Bennett, 4 catches for 22 yards. Jarrett Norris, 4 catches for 38 yards. Austin Grable, 2 catches for negative 4 yards. Valley Heights, meanwhile, 245 total yards of offense. All of those come running. 0 for 2 passing, but Valley Heights averaged nearly 5 yards per carry. 52 carries, 245 yards, and 2 Trenton Lecure touchdowns. He had 26 carries for 173 yards and those two scores. Keaton Parker, 11 carries, 35 yards. Damian Youngerberg, 11 carries for 25. Trenton Claycamp, 4 carries, 12 yards for Valley Heights. Again, Keaton Parker, 0 for 2 through the air. Those numbers pretty much tell the story right there.
Yeah, John, you said it, you know, Troy, third down, you know, 0 for 7 on the night, 0 for 1 on fourth down conversions. And before the night started, if I would have told you Troy, as a team, would have had four plays over 10 yards, you'd have been like, oh, okay, you know, putting up some yards, putting up some points. And then you look at it, you know, Valley Heights with the big sacks, you know, four sacks on the night, you know, the defense is stepping up on both ends. Valley Heights on the other end, third down conversions, I think you said it before, 34-35% on the season, 58% tonight. 7 for 12, started 1 for 3, and then just kept on moving from there. It just seemed like on third down, Troy was having a tough time. Whether it was 3rd and 2, 3rd and 8, Valley Heights just kept moving the chains, and that was just one thing Troy couldn't do tonight.
What did you say Troy was third down-wise tonight?
0 for 7.
So Troy was 0 for 7 on third down. These are just numbers that probably don't mean a whole lot, but kind of when you look at it, it does a little bit. Valley Heights offensively, 31% on the year on third downs, over 50% tonight. Their defense on third down gives up over 48% of the time a first down, as you talked about, nothing tonight. So that is to the story tonight for Valley Heights. Pretty much every statistical category you look at was in favor of the Valley Heights Mustangs. So we got our score tonight, Valley Heights 12, Troy nothing. We'll have to take one final timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game when we return. One final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Scammers are getting smarter. It's not just phone calls from suspicious numbers. It's also emails and texts masked to look like they're from your bank. If they're asking you for your username, password, or social security number, that is not your bank. Citizen State Bank and Trust and the American Bankers Association have teamed up to give you tips to spot, scam, fight fraud, and protect your money. You can even take a quiz to test your scam IQ. Find out more at banksneverasksthat.com. Citizen State Bank and Trust, looking out for your best interests. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Troy High School. Final score again, Valley Heights 12, Troy nothing. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. One more thing to do tonight. Let's pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and I think tonight it's a pretty easy decision. I think we've got to go with the man of the hour, the guy that had the two scores in the game, Trenton Lecure tonight.
Yeah, John, he was a menace all over the field. It wasn't just on the offensive side of the ball. I know the touchdowns are what show up on the scoreboard, but defensively, you know, special teams-wise, he was all over the field, making hits, being in the right place at the right time, and what a last name to have, you know, for a football player. It's really easy to say, you know, he just stands out to you. He's just one of those guys, you know, he's going to make some plays.
26 carries, 173 yards, and two touchdowns for Trenton Lecure. He is going to be our player of the game. Well, we've got done a little bit early here tonight. We've still got plenty of the 92.1 KMZA game going on, so we will join them in simulcast before we have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. So stay tuned with us for all of that. also scores and everything on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, and later on tonight at msesports.net. So, for Dustin Gosa alongside of me and Brian Hurt taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane saying enjoy the rest of your night and enjoy the Herd our 92.1 broadcast coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football.